Ambassador, I'm wondering what your reaction is to President Trump saying we won in Iran. Is it that cut and dry?
It's a little bit like saying you won the game after the first inning. We haven't won yet. We haven't won anything yet. Yes, we've degraded, diminished Iran's military, but Iran still has the will and the capacity to do all sorts of damage. Hence, you know, you're seeing it with the Straits. You're seeing it with the price of energy. So to declare victory prematurely does not prepare the American people, much less our allies in the region, for what has yet to come.
It is entirely possible, I mean, unlike in previous conflicts, that this president might just say, I mean, tonight, tomorrow, in the middle of the night, we've won, it's over, we're done. And the definition of what winning or what the objectives are kind of have been, I mean, there's been a number of them. So he could pick just any one of the ones he's talked about and say, we've accomplished that and now we're done.
Look, he might well say that, and you're right. The objectives have been all over the place. We're clearly not going to bring about, or almost clearly not going to bring about, regime change. Iran still has certain capacities. But again, you know, it only takes one country, in this case the United States, Anderson, to start the war. It's going to take three to end it: the United States, Israel, and Iran. And so the president can declare it's over, mission accomplished. But Israel is going to want to continue the war, and Iran gets a serious vote here. And my own sense is Iran has no intention yet of stopping hostilities and of stopping all that it's doing, which, among other things, is going to continue to increase the price of energy.